Over the years, American musicians from Stan Getz to Herb Alpert to David Byrne have felt the lure of Brazilian music. World Music DJ Beto Arcos just got back from a trip to Brazil, where he gorged on new music, and he's been kind enough to bring back some to share with us. Beto, welcome back.
I can't tell you how excited I am to share this music with you. It's been one of the most life-enriching trips in my life.
Well, happily you brought some back, and let's start off with this first piece. Is this a samba?
It is a samba by one of the legends of Brazilian music. This is a man who is actually a drummer by trade. I mean, this is what he's done for, you know, most of his life, from the 1950s all the way to the present.
Wow, who's this?
His name is Wilson das Neves.
Nem sempre faço aquilo que quero, mas sempre faço tudo que posso. O que eu não faço é o que eu não quero.
What you hear in this particular tune and throughout this record is really this wonderful kind of mix of American jazz with samba, because samba is, after all, Brazil's biggest music. Really, this is the people's music. And this last record actually just came out. It's called Se Me Chamar, O Sorte, or If You Call Me, Oh How Lucky I Am.
Se me chamar pra sambar eu cisco.
Se me chamar pra tocar balanço.
Se me chamar pra compor capricho.
Se me chamar pra cantar não canso.
Se me chamar.
That's Wilson das Neves. So, who do we have next?
The next singer is a young, up-and-coming artist. Her name is Maíra Freitas, and the song we're going to hear is called Mamembe.
No palco, na praça, num circo, num banco de jardim. Correndo no escuro, pichado no muro, você vai saber de mim. Mamembe, cicano.
It's got a real kind of classic feel to it, right?
It is. She's a really special artist. She's actually the daughter of a great figure of Brazilian popular music. His name is Martinho da Vila. He's both a big pop artist, but also a samba singer. Instead of being a samba singer, she decided that she wanted to do her own thing. She was trained as a classical pianist, so you hear the piano very prominent, very present in the record.
Mm-hmm.
But she also says, you know, I want to try singing. So think of me, she says, as a kind of pianist who sings.
Escravo fugido ou louco varrido, vou fazer meu festival. Mambembe, cigano, debaixo da ponte, cantando.
Said she's young, but she's got a very mature style to her.
She is. She's been surrounded by music all her life, and I got a chance to see her live in concert. And, oh, man, what a soulful presence she is.
So what are concerts like in Brazil?
Concerts are like big parties. You don't sit still. You don't just go and see someone sing and sit there on your chair. You actually dance. You move. You move your body. Brazilian music is all about moving the body, about moving yourself to the music. It's very high energy, very upbeat. And all this music that we're hearing today represents that sound. When you go to a show, you go to sing and you go to dance.
It's hard to sit still with this. Can you tell us the name and song title one more time?
This singer's name is Maíra Freitas, and the song is called Mambembe.
My guest is Beto Arcos, world music DJ. He's fresh from a trip to Brazil where he just loved it. So who do you have for us next?
The next singer is an artist that I was really blown away by. I saw her in a show in the sort of the heart of the clubs of the music in Rio, in an area called Lapa. I saw her and I said, oh my God, where did she come from? She can play, she can dance, and she can sing. Her name is Joyce Cândido.
Pode guardar sua esperança. Não sou mais criança pra te aturar.
Se for parar, demorou. Já é.
So that title means stop it?
Exactly. Se for parar. It's a way of saying stop it, don't quit messing with me. It's basically a very kind of feminist stance from a woman to a man saying, all right, I've had enough of your messing around.
Huh.
I'm not going to put up with it anymore. Stop it. She's a really terrific singer. She lived in New York for a couple of years, and went back to Brazil. She decided rather than staying here and launching her career here, she decided that she wanted to do it in Brazil. She's originally from São Paulo. She's a terrific presence on stage. She's moving all over the place, and it's really enjoyable, pleasing to see her perform. Her name is Joyce Candido, and this is a song called Se Po Para.
Very nice. Beto, we have time for one more.
One of the legends of Brazilian music. Her name is Alcione. She's actually from the north of Brazil, but she is big. Think of her as a sort of Aretha Franklin of Brazil.
O poeta se deixa levar por essa magia. E o verso bem-vindo. E bem-vindo uma melodia. E o povo começa a cantar.
I feel like that voice has a story behind it.
That's right. She came to Rio de Janeiro in the early 70s. She became a superstar. She's one of the most well-known samba artists from Brazil, but really one of the most well-known Brazilian artists, period. In this particular song, she's joined by an up-and-coming voice, the son of a great composer. His name is Diogo Nogueira. And they sing a song all about the power of music, the power of samba, the power of creating music inspired by something that you have no control over.
Não, ninguém faz samba só porque prefere. Força nenhuma no mundo interfere sobre o poder da criação.
That's music by Alcione, brought to us all the way from Brazil by Beto Arcos. He's the host of Global Village at KPFK here in Los Angeles. You can hear all of his picks at nprmusic.org. Sounds like we're only just scratching the surface here.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. There's so much more to Brazilian music. I'm just giving you a little taste of it.
Beto, thanks again and welcome home.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
And for Saturday, that's All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. Check out our weekly podcast, search for Weekends and All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR app, and follow us on Twitter at NPRWATC. Tune in tomorrow for my conversation with writer Terry Pratchett, who struggles with a form of Alzheimer's disease. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great night.